For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The freight train woke up. Choo-choo! Choo-choo! Oh, man, they need that freight train tonight, baby. They need a win tonight to get the series off started. Not a guarantee, obviously, even if you win. Lots of teams have won game one and not bothered to play the rest of the series, but it would certainly reduce a little bit of apprehension, tension, whatever you want to call it. The Caps hosting the Montreal Canadiens game one tonight, Eastern Conference quarters, 7 o'clock, Capital One Arena. If you're heading to the game, love to hear from you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And Logan Thompson is expected to start in net. He was the first goaltender off. Peter Laviolette, that was the former coach, Chris. Spencer Carberry not saying for sure, but again, barring the unforeseen, I guess, or the unexpected, Logan Thompson will be back in the net. Now, I would have personally, this is me, I would have probably gone with Charlie Lindgren because he's been playing. I know they've spotted him a couple of times, of course, down the stretch because the games didn't mean anything against Columbus on the road and against Pittsburgh. Got it. And Charlie was really good last Tuesday against the Islanders. I think 33 saves, something like that. Only one goal. No goals. Was it one goal or no goals? I can't. Whatever. I think it was one goal. But Logan Thompson, just so we're talking about the same situation here, last played on April 2nd at Carolina, 5-1 loss in one period of play, 20 minutes. He allowed 3 goals. Now, that's a high-octane offense. Got it. Back-to-back nights. He didn't play the night before in Boston. Charlie Lindgren did. But still, tough travel, tough situation, what have you. The game before that was the game I was at. I was at a bunch of these games. Against Buffalo, he allowed 7 goals. Not all were his fault. Buffalo can score. Come on, man. 22 shots against, 7 goals allowed. Not good. At Winnipeg, number one team in the NHL, 3 goals allowed in an overtime loss. Certainly nothing to be embarrassed about, but only 25 shots. Okay. The game I was at prior to this against Florida, without Matthew Tkachuk, without Brad Marchand, he allowed 3 goals in the first period, back and forth, back and forth. Again, with Florida missing a lot of their big weapons. And then he settled down, and he was very good the final 2 periods. 33 saves, 36 shots. But again, 3 goals in a period, a little worrisome. Start before that, real good. Only allowed 1 goal on 24 shots against Detroit. So you get my point, like, Logan Thompson wasn't bad or anything before the injury, but he wasn't super sharp. He wasn't great. He wasn't lights out like he was much of the season. And Logan Thompson, statistically and role-wise, probably deserves to start this game. He's 31-6-6, 249 goals against, .910 save percentage. He probably deserves it. My question is, when you've missed 3 weeks, is your timing, is your senses on? Is everything, and yes, he's been practicing, I got it, but it's so different. It's like, oh, you know, all these teams that have their quarterback sit out the entire preseason and then expect them to act and operate like they're Hall of Famers in week one. There's a difference. Some do. Some can adjust. Some have great games. But some are rusty. And this is what I worry about with Logan Thompson. Is he going to be rusty? Not is he going to be bad. Is he going to be rusty? Is he going to allow a softie? We have to see. I would have preferred to go with Charlie Lindgren here. And as soon as there was any kind of doubt, maybe then you flip the switch to Logan Thompson. But they're choosing to go, or so it seems, the opposite. And I understand that, and I respect that, but I can't tell you that I don't feel differently. And again, it's not just because he's missed the last 3 weeks. It's because he was a little bit unstable, rocky, whatever you want to call it, in several starts, couple of starts, before the injury. This wasn't a, hey, Charlie Lindgren's going to start every game of the playoffs and there's only one option here. No. It was, have Charlie Lindgren start tonight, and as soon as there's like a reason to go to Logan Thompson, you go to Logan Thompson. But I guess I didn't see them throwing him to the wolves, if you will. And maybe it's different because it's Montreal. I don't know. And they feel like they can get away with it. But if it doesn't work, then what? Now you almost feel, right? If he's super soft, then what? Whereas if Charlie Lindgren had struggled, you feel like, okay, we still got Logan Thompson waiting in the wings. Not that you don't have a level of confidence in Charlie Lindgren. You do. But it psychologically, if Logan Thompson really struggles tonight, for whatever reason, I do wonder what kind of, again, the psychology of people in sports and the pressure and the buzz and the this and that, I do wonder what effect that has. But clearly, they know more than I do. So I'm not going to say this is a terrible decision, this is a bad decision, this is a mind-numbing decision, this is a stupid decision. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, here's what I would have done. Here's my thought process. I don't know if you agree or not. All right, let's get to AP and Fort Meade before we turn the page and get into the Commanders and the NFL draft on Thursday, or starting on Thursday night. What up, AP? How are you, pal?
Finally.
Yes.
Chris Russell.
AP.
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air. OTC.
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That was a dud. Okay, moving on.
That was short and sweet.
I didn't pay for it. I'm glad I didn't. And it's Caps hockey time. To my delight, because I'm in here at work today while everybody else is enjoying their Monday holiday, my supervisor said, hey, what time did you come in today? I said, you came in at 7, right? You came in at 7. Have a nice day. So, with that being said, I'm throwing on my Caps threads as we speak, and I am about to head out the door and try to get a early head start on tonight's festivities.
Attaboy.
Yes, indeed. And start my pre-gaming ritual safely, of course, and not behind the wheel. But, I digress.
Yeah, there's no shortage of ways to accomplish that in Chinatown, right? I mean, you park the damn car wherever you park the damn car, even as ridiculously as expensive as it is, and then you just start drinking.
Yeah, those event prices at the parking lots, yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. It's probably going to be $40 tonight.
Yeah.
As far as who we have in net, I'm good with Logan starting tonight. And I only say that because I can remember back in our 2018 run where Philip Grubauer got the start. And then we put out a cold Brayton Hovey. Now, I don't know how many games Brayton had prior to getting the start after the two-game hole we had against the Columbus Blue Jackets. But I will say, like, you know, in this case, it's like, yeah, he's our better goalie. I mean, Grubauer, he was our better goalie. And then, you know, 0-2 start.
I mean, the difference between that situation and this situation, though, I talked about this earlier, is Holtby wasn't injured. You know,
right.
Like Grubauer had outplayed him down the stretch. And many of us had seen that coming. And I thought it was the right move by Barry Trotz. It backfired on them, right? It didn't work. And a game and a half into the playoffs, trailing or looking at being down 0-2, which is exactly what happened, they made a goaltending switch and never went back. And obviously, the rest is history. But that being said, they still did lose that game too, if you remember, in overtime, and they blew two-goal leads in games one and two of that series and should have been dead to rights. I guess for me, the difference, and maybe I'm wrong, AP, is timing. I do worry a little bit about timing. And I worry a little bit about maybe he wasn't as sharp prior to the injury, and for whatever reason, does he now have like some sort of mental something? I don't know.
And I won't get ahead of my, you know, I won't get ahead of the game or anything and, you know, be overly confident. But maybe they're looking at this matchup and they're looking at putting Logan in tonight as maybe a tune-up game for him, just to kind of see where he's at and just say, hey, look, go out there, have fun, play loose, but, you know, stand on your head tonight and stop some, hopefully, you know, non-high danger shots. And hopefully our defense can step up ahead of them. Because, I mean, we got the veterans, you know, we got Ovi, we got Tom, we got Carlson. You know, these guys have been there before. We got a few other Wiley vets on the team, you know, Ella. They've all been here. They've all can say they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals and they know what it takes to get there. So hopefully, you know, they'll ramp it up tonight. They'll, you know, play balls to the wall and, you know, forecheck, and just, you know, keep everything in front of us and out of our zone. And I think that's the keys to the victory tonight. I will see you later. I don't know where, but hit me on IG and I will catch
Absolutely.
You down there.
We'll try and hook up, no doubt about it. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
Yes,
Have
sir.
Fun. Enjoy. That's our guy, AP, heading to the Caps game, as many of you are tonight. Of course, if you can't, watch, if you can't be there, the fan has the game starting at 6:45, Odyssey app as well on the radio. And, of course, Monumental with Joe B. and Locker on the local TV coverage and the national television coverage, depending on where you are listening, is on ESPN. We had Greg Wyshynski on for that, for game one of the ECQF. All right. I wanted to get into this. Tomorrow, by the way, again, we'll have Jay Paterno, college football analyst, son of the legendary Joe, Penn State, all that, recent author. We had him on there on the college football playoff. He was great. We'll talk all things NFL draft, and obviously we'll focus on Tyler Warren and Abdul Carter. Also, tomorrow, we have Adam Peters and Lance Newmark meeting with the media at 3 o'clock, which we will bring you at least a portion of. I don't know if we'll carry the whole thing. We'll bring you at least a portion of. So that's kind of the lay of the land for tomorrow's show. And, of course, a game one recap of the Caps and Canadians in the 1 o'clock hour. And maybe sprinkle throughout. Because I think Jay Paterno is at 2:30, I believe. It might be 2 o'clock. I can't remember what time it was. I got to look. But, again, point is, we will have some of Lance Newmark and Adam Peters at 3 o'clock. I don't expect them to tell you anything super revealing. Here's a question that I had. If the Commanders are on the clock at 29, And clearly, I think everybody thinks they're going to try and trade down. Again, try is different than executing it and getting it done. And that depends on a lot of factors. There's got to be somebody that's wants to move up. What if say, Jackson Dart is gone? The kid from Louisville, whose name I always butcher, Tyler Shuck. Is that how you say his name, right? Tyler Shuck?
It's spelled so weird, yeah, but I've heard Shuck, everyone. Right? Yeah, I've heard everyone say Shuck.
That's what I've heard too, but it is spelled, to your point,
S-O-U-G-H.
Right, yeah. But it's Tyler Shuck. That's how he pronounces it.
The English language.
Yes, exactly. Grammar sucks. Anyway, if he's gone somehow, if Jackson Dart is gone, if Jalen Milroe, and again, five quarterbacks, I don't see that. I don't think anybody reasonably says that. So I think one, if not more, of those guys will be available. But remember, that's not the only position people would trade up for. People act like, oh, it's just about the quarterback, the quarterback, the quarterback. And yes, that is the most likely spot, but it's not the only spot. Right? So you need one of those guys, if not two of those guys, ideally to drop. And ultimately, you need the draft to play out the way most people expect it, which is Cleveland and the Giants don't take a quarterback at 2 and 3 so that they ideally need to grab a quarterback early second round. But that probably forces them to move up into the bottom part of the first. Now, remember, Philadelphia's also there. Kansas City's also there. Buffalo's also there. Baltimore's also there. They all have quarterbacks. So they don't need quarterbacks, but that's where but it's not just the Commanders. So here's my question. If we just use a general trade and say, all right, the Commanders, again, should trade or should try and trade. I believe everybody thinks that's what they're going to try and do. I believe that is the right thing to do. I believe that we're all on the same page, reasonably speaking, about that. But if I asked you, hey, man, trade back or draft a corner, draft a cornerback, which arguably is still very much a need. You have Marshawn Lattimore. You have Mikey Sandra still. You have Jonathan Jones. You brought back Noah Igbinoghene. You let go St. Juste. You let go Michael Davis. Of course, Forbes is long gone. So three guys that made the initial 53 last year, long gone. What if a guy like Will Johnson from Michigan is still there at 29? Do you trade back? Or do you take a guy that, I don't know how they have him graded, but just to give you an example, PFF has him graded at number 14 overall, which would, again, represent very good value at a need position at 6'2", 200 pounds, playing in a lot of big games. Okay. He is good man coverage because of his frame, but he's not a super twitchy, explosive athlete. But if you play him right, if you cover him up, little off-man coverage, right? If you play him, again, even though they play more man here than most teams, they still play a ton of zone. If you use him the right way, again, which is always the key, then he can be a very good find for you at still a need position. And it might not be an overwhelming need right now because, again, you have Jonathan Jones, because, again, you have Marshawn. But Marshawn Lattimore is hurt every other game, if not more. And Marshawn Lattimore was not good against premier talent when he was on the field. Now, maybe that was because he wasn't right. But, I mean, how many more weeks did you want the Commanders to wait to get right? Like, at some point, you got to play, right? And you got to play well. And he did not. He was feisty. He was competitive. He was close, but it wasn't good enough in any way, shape, or form. Against Philly twice, against Tampa. Against New Orleans, his former team, who didn't have a quarterback or a wide receiver, he was fine. And against Detroit, he was good, surprisingly. But if Will Johnson is there, do you want the Commanders to trade back? Or do you want them to trade back if Will Johnson is there, or if another corner that you might like? A Trey Amos. I saw somebody today had Trey Amos inside their top 20. The cornerback from Ole Miss. Benjamin Morrison, another talented dude from Notre Dame, got a lot of injury questions. Do you do that? If it's one of those guys, and again, we're going to do running back and edge and what, we're just talking corner. If it's a corner, or here's the better way to phrase it, would you rather them trade back or take a cornerback at number 29? And I just gave you a couple of options. Would you rather them trade back or take a cornerback at number 29? 301-230-0980. Commanders fans, you can weigh in on that. Coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so if it's, just say, most, if not all, of the big-time edge rushers are gone, which is the obvious number one need. But say, Mike Green, James Pierce, Donovan Ezeraku, Shamar Stewart, say they're all gone. Or, again, most are gone. Or maybe one's left of the big group that everybody's buzzing about, and you're not really sold on. And you start to look around and you say, all right, again, we could trade out here, or we could take another position of need. Now, what are the positions of need? Running back, wide receiver. You can make an argument still, offensive tackle. And certainly corner and edge, right? You want to throw in defensive tackle in there? Go right ahead. I'm not opposed to that because, again, I have very little faith in Daron Payne. I don't think anybody should or could or does right now. Maybe he busts out again in a make-or-break year. Maybe. Who knows? So, again, I think the Commanders could have a very – it just depends on who's there. They could have a very, very, very interesting and maybe difficult decision. So for today, I wanted to ask, again, corner or trade down? I gave you a couple of choices. Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame got some injury concerns. Can play pretty much any system. 6 foot, a buck 90. Pretty good instincts. All that. Out of Ole Miss, Trey Amos, again, somebody put him up in their top 20. People talk about how at minimum he's a QB, a CB2. That's the floor. Ceiling is, of course, a top of the market corner. Will Johnson is the one that gets the most buzz. Again, I would probably expect him to be gone, but is there a chance that he could be there? Sure, absolutely. So that's the question, one or the other. Trade back. This is not, I'd rather take an edge. I get it. We're asking it a different way to make it interesting. Trade back or take a corner. Which would you want? Which would you prefer? Let's get quickly here to Ray and Clinton and get him aboard on the show before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Ray? How are you?
What's going on, dog? How you doing?
How are you, Ray?
All right, look, I'm going to trade back, man, because the reason why, man, is other corners, man, that you can take a flyer on. And then on top of that, you can get probably better draft, compensation for your pick. So, me, I'm going to trade back. If only corner I take, that you said that I might take a flyer on, I don't even think I take a flyer in any of them. Back and get more conversation with my draft pick, and that way I can go from there. Because you got other corners, man. But you still got the kid from Virginia Tech. You got the kid from Ohio State, Denzel Burke. You know, you still got a whole lot of other corners out there, man. That you could take a flyer on. Because realistically speaking, if it's not a top corner, as they say by the GMs, you're gonna take a flyer on any of them anyway. So, I mean, the best thing to do for them, as a commander, if I was the commander, I'd go ahead on the trade out of that and see if I can get compensation for that pick, and I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you, Ray. I mean, listen, clearly the number one goal, I think, and he won't answer it tomorrow, but he'll be asked, the clear number one goal has to be, again, a trade back, right? Now, that doesn't mean that will happen, A, because if the right player is there and – if it's a player they have ranked in the top 15 and they're there at 29, well, I mean, it's not an automatic, but they wouldn't have ranked a guy that they had major doubts on or questions that would prevent them from not drafting him so high, I don't think, right? So if a guy, say, again, is there at 29 that they had a top 15 grade on, probably going to take him regardless of position as long as it's not quarterback, which I can't imagine that it would be. Because you can make an argument that they need everything, right? Some people think they need a safety. It's not out of the question. Some people could say, well, interior offensive line. Again, not out of the question. Ideally, again, they need to trade back, or they should trade back, because they need the volume to move around the draft board. The question becomes, is how far down the draft board, right? Again, Cleveland has the top pick because they reverse it. The Giants then, Tennessee goes from the number one pick overall to the third pick in the second round. Jacksonville, Vegas, New England, Vegas, that's a switcheroo from the first round. So if you look and you say, well, okay, how far do they have to move down from 29? Can they move down and stay at the top of the second round? Again, it just depends on who's available, what Cleveland and the Giants do. Presumably Tennessee takes Cam Ward. Jacksonville, you don't think they're going to take a quarterback, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, they have a new head coach, and Trevor Lawrence has been a disappointment, even though they gave him a big fat money deal, right? Again, don't expect it, but how far do they have to trade down? And how far would you be willing to trade down? I'll tell you this. If I got two picks, say, early 40s, and you gave me a third-round pick, a fairly high third-round pick, I would be probably willing to drop down to 40 New Orleans, 41 Chicago, something like that. I mean, I would want more, but I probably would, that's a precipitous drop, right? For just basically, I mean, because you would have then, say, if it's New Orleans at 40, you would have 40, mm-hmm. 61, and let's say 71. So you'd have now three picks in the top 71.
Yeah.
As opposed to two. Because you don't have a third round pick anymore. So what's worth it? 11, 12 spots? If there's a bunch of edge, a bunch of corners, a bunch of receivers, a few running backs, right? If the draft falls the way you were kind of hoping for it, so that there's a surplus in the positions of need, you could do that.
Yeah. I like that caller's point, too, about like just the depth, that cornerback. If we're staying on the cornerback topic, mm-hmm. like Will Johnson is obviously a baller, and Morrison, the cornerback from Notre Dame, is a baller. But I think depending on what type of corner, because that's a very scheme-specific
yeah.
position.
Yeah.
So, like, a corner can be in one scheme and
right.
perform well versus in this scheme. So, based on how they play and what the Commanders need, I think you would know that better than me.
But I would say the Commanders play, again, more man than normal, or than has become typically normal in today's NFL.
Yeah.
So, like, it would not make sense to me to take, like, a zone-heavy corner, right?
Yeah. But the guy from Notre Dame played a lot
yep.
of man.
Absolutely.
But then you have the problem with his injury history.
Yep.
And then also man-to-man in college right. is different than man-to-man in an
Absolutely.
NFL.
A lot of people have said Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky. But again, you look and you say, well, man, they play a lot of zone. Okay? And this was a problem with Ron Rivera, is they signed like William Jackson III from Cincinnati as a free agent in 2021. He was a man press physical corner. They asked him to play a pattern match zone, and it was a disaster. Right? They never used them right. This was a problem for Ron. Like, so the first thing that you kind of say is, again, to your point, AMAC, they need to identify, okay, who's there, yes, what kind of talent they are, but are they a fit in how we want to do things? Not that they can't play if they're a zone-heavy corner, but are they going to be good enough so that we can roll out man? Maybe, but the chances of that are, I don't want to say slim and none, but the chances are slimmer, is how I would say it. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980, and then we'll return. Dumb Dumb of the Day still on the way. If you want to squeeze in, we can get to you. We'll get to Jonesy next up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we'll start with the NBA playoffs. Damian Lillard is upgraded to questionable for Game 2 for the Milwaukee Bucks against the Indiana Pacers. He's been out since mid-March with a blood clot in his right calf. Milwaukee losing 117-98 to Indiana in Game 1. So, obviously, that would be a huge boost for the Bucks. That game is tomorrow night. Tonight, Detroit tries to avoid going down 0-2 at MSG against the Knicks, who reeled off 22 straight points Saturday night in a comeback and pulled away. 7:30 the tip there again at New York. And the nightcap in the NBA is Denver looking for a commanding 2-0 lead over the LA Clippers in the Mile High City. That game tip off, scheduled to tip off, I should say, at 10 o'clock. Of course, the story in hockey, as we've mentioned all day, is the Capitals hosting the Canadiens in a 1-8 matchup, Eastern Conference quarters, 7 o'clock, the puck drop from Capital One Arena, 6:45, the coverage, 106.7, the Fan, and the Odyssey app. As Logan Thompson is expected to be back in the pipes for the first time in a couple of weeks after suffering a concussion, Alexei Protas expected to return at some point in the series, but not tonight. Other games tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs, St. Louis, Winnipeg at 7:30. Jets up 1-0 there. Dallas looks to avoid going 0-2 at home to Colorado, 9:30 there, and game one of Edmonton and the Los Angeles Kings. Nats with the day off today, one final in baseball, and Patriots Day in Beantown. It was Boston doubling up Chicago 4-2, and that's what's trending.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
Ring Central, intelligent communications you can trust.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just talking about a Michigan man who could be available for the Commanders at 29 in the draft, right? We were just talking about that possibility. Will Johnson. Coming up in Dum Dum of the Day, we're going to have another Michigan man. But wait till you hear how dumb this Michigan man is. You like the tease, don't you? Now it's got your brain kind of going, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? You will find out in about 10 minutes or so. Meanwhile, I haven't given you my answer officially. To me, if it's corner or trade back, one or the other, those are my only two choices. For whatever reason, the way the board plays out, the way the grades work out, all of that. Just, again, hypothetical. It's not going to work out this way, but I'm just trying to engage you guys. I would trade back. I mean, I look at corner as still a need, and a fairly high need. But I'm always of the thought that you take as many shots, as many cracks at the apple as you can. And again, it gives you the potential to have A, more bodies to deal with injuries or whatever, or lack of performance. But injuries are a thing. They're a major thing. I mean, you cannot trust Marshawn Lattimore at this point at all, period. None at all. Or it gives you the ability to move around the draft board, meaning right now you're at 61. So I mentioned, well, what if New Orleans at 40 called and said, we want the quarterback, but, we got to move up 11 spots. Well, I mean, immediately I'm getting number 40. Yes, I have number 61. I need, in order to make this trade work and to drop back 12 spots, I need your third round pick, which is like 71 or whatever it is. And maybe I need more, but that's the base minimum, right? So you could trade back, and it might not be what everybody's favorite scenario is, which is trading back early into the second round. Maybe it's a little bit more mid into the second round or out of the top 10 of the second round or right around the top 10 of the second round, right? But if I walk away, say I go to New Orleans and I make that trade and now I have 40, 61, and let me pull it up back up here again just so I give you the right numbers. 40, 61, and 71, okay? Because I've got 29 and I've got 61 right now. If New Orleans at 40 wants to jump up for a second pick in the first round, say they want a quarterback, five-year option, all that, which makes sense. Now, for me to drop down, again, from 29 to 40, I need something of significance. So, obviously, I get 40. I have 61. I need at minimum 71, third round. Right? And these two teams have already made a trade from Marshawn Lattimore. Was that the pick that was in that trade? I can't remember. Oh, no. It was 93. So here's what's interesting, right? In order to drop back from 29 to, say, 40, New Orleans, do I need both of New Orleans' third-round picks? The one that I originally gave them in the Lattimore deal, 93, and their original, which is 71. And again, remember, round three starts at 65, so that's like the sixth pick in the third round. Again, that's for Adam Peters and Lance Newmark to figure out. I'm just throwing out a scenario. But here's what I meant. Here's why I'm tying it in. Because if I have then three picks from 40 to 71, just say, or four picks now from 40 to 93, I can now take those picks, multiple picks, and I might be able to move back up from 40 or up from 61 and maybe move a spot or two and maybe swap somebody else. But now I have the volume. That's what this is about, too, having volume and options and maneuverability. It's not just the positional need. It's not just the player. Don't lose sight of that. All right, let's quickly get to Jonesy here before we run out of time and before Dumb Dumb of the Day. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, check this out, man. I'm just going to be quick with it with a two-minute offense. Look, I'm trying to move back. I'm trying to get as many tickets, like you said, as possible for my needs of a position. The more biting the apple I get, the more chances I got of picking the right guy. It's one thing as far as you go is picking, but it's the other is picking the right guy at what you need, whether it's 51, 61, 71, 81, 91, or 101. Picking the right guy in these spots is the thing that matters to me. And what we need ends, we need corners. And I'm not sure I'm cutting the lights out on linebacker. I mean, my defense is what I'm concentrating on. Because in the division with the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm trying to stop Jalen Hurts and stay Saquon Barkley as a tandem, if possible. So that's my take on it. And I'm trying to go back to where we left off at the NFC Championship. We can get back there again because we got a rough schedule here, buddy. Other than that, I'm out, and thanks as always.
Appreciate you, Jonesy. You mentioned linebacker. I watched Jahad Campbell from Alabama last night. Seems like a really, really good communicator. And obviously a good athlete. I don't know if he's like game-changing, life-changing, the future, all that, but I'm pretty confident that he's a starter. And he's a very good contributor. But his communication skills, hands, verbally, whatever, jumped out on tape to me. Jahad Campbell from Alabama. All right, time for Dumb Dumb of the Day. We'll do that next. No, it's not Linnell. No, I'm just teasing. I can't resist taking cheap shots at him. It's like a chair shot. It's like Paul Heyman with a punch to the gonads of CM Punk or Roman Reigns. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, coming up next, 3 hours of WrestleMania talk with Craig Hoffman and Anthony Haney. Craig just doesn't know it yet.
Stop trolling, Chris.
Hey, man. I'm the only one with the boldness to talk about WrestleMania on the radio. All you other guys are missing the boat. You don't want to talk about your crazy-ass scenarios with the NFL draft. I broke down WrestleMania better than anybody on the radio today. Promise you. All right, it is time for Dumb Dumb of the Day, so why don't we fire up that before we get on out of here. Yes, it is, baby. Indeed. All right, so here's the deal. A Michigan man, 19 years old. 19! Upset that he cannot go on a cruise vacation with his girlfriend's family, who he's living with. So what does he do? What does 19-year-old Joshua Lowe do? A Michigan man. He calls in a bomb threat. That's right. A Carnival cruise booked to take a tour of the Caribbean in January. It's freezing in Michigan in January, so obviously everybody wants to get that. He was asked to pet sit. The cruise departed from Miami, and apparently after it departed, an email showed up, quote, "Hey, I think someone might have a bomb on your Sunrise cruise ship," end quote. The ship was forced to abandon its course to Jamaica, return to Florida. They did a search, more than 1,000 rooms in the search, non-existent explosive device. The FBI traces the message back to Lowe. He admits sending the message because, quote, he was upset that the family went on the cruise while leaving him behind to take care of the pets. He ultimately pleads guilty in federal court to a charge of a fake bomb threat. Could have landed in prison for 5 years, but instead, he will serve 8 months behind bars after being sentenced earlier this week. Well done, sir. Well done. That's the way to handle your disappointment. They won't take me on a cruise. I'm going to call in a bomb threat. What a dumbass. Sounds like something Linnell would do. I'm just teasing. I can't resist, especially when he's out in the hallway giving me the finger. I can't resist taking cheap shots at him. Greg Hoffman's coming up next. He's going to talk WrestleMania for the next 3 hours. Trust me, they are. Or maybe not. I'm heading over to Capital One Arena. I'll see you over there. If you're heading out, let's go Caps. Get a big win. Game one of the Eastern Conference quarters. Thanks to Greg Wyshynski. Thanks to all who called and listened and participated. See you. Thanks to AMAC. Great job out of AMAC. Forgot that. See you tomorrow at 1. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.